This is Tay's Tips, and I'm Tay. I build brands and share what I've learned. Every episode is short and useful. Today's post is about the small move that stops you from re-explaining your whole business to AI every single time. If you've been using AI long enough to be reading this, you've already figured out the most important thing about it. Context matters. You stopped typing two-word prompts months ago. Now you paste in your brand voice notes. You re-explain who the client is. You tell it the tone, the audience, the offer, the last thing you sent. You've built a personal system for getting better output, and the system works. The drafts come back closer to usable, less scrubbing, less fighting. That's the upgrade most business owners have already made inside the consumer tier. And it's real progress. It's also the workaround. What you built without anyone naming it is a routine. Every time you start a new conversation, you reload the business into the tool. The brand notes, the client situation, the voice rules, the example of what good looks like, it works. It also means you're doing the same setup every time from scratch. The tool doesn't remember the work you did to make it useful yesterday. So tomorrow you do it again. The move out of the consumer tier is the move out of that reloading. The professional tier of AI keeps the context so you don't have to paste it in every time. The brand voice lives in the tool. The client documents live in the tool. The past work lives in the tool. The way your business actually sounds when you're being yourself on a good day, that lives in the tool permanently across every conversation without you reconstructing it at the start of each session. You stop being the one carrying the context. The tool does it. That's the entire shift, not a smarter model, not a faster output. The same prompts you've already gotten good at writing applied to a tool that already knows the business they're being written for. What to do this week? Three moves in order. One, open an AI account, free or paid, start with whichever. The interface is similar enough to ChatGPT that the learning curve is hours, not weeks. Two, set up one project. Projects are where the AI holds context permanently across every conversation inside it. Think of it as a folder that the tool reads every single time you talk to it, so you never have to re-explain who you are or what you do. What to put in it using what you already have, no new documents required. Your website copy, paste the text from your homepage, your about page, and one services page. This teaches the tool what your business actually does and how you describe it. Three pieces of writing that sound the most like you. A recent email to a client, an Instagram caption you were proud of, a blog post or newsletter where the voice felt right. These are your voice samples. The tool will learn to write the way you write. A short note on who you serve, one paragraph, who your ideal client is, what they're struggling with, and what you help them with. The kind of thing you'd say at a networking event. One real client situation, optional but useful, a recent email thread, a project recap, or a proposal you sent. This gives the tool a concrete example of what your work actually looks like, not a generic version. That's the setup. About 30 minutes, mostly copy-pasting things you already have. Three, run one real task through it. A proposal, a client email, a piece of content, something you'd normally paste brand context into. Don't paste anything this time. Just ask, see what comes back. That's the test. If the output sounds noticeably more like you than what consumer tier AI gives back, the case for the move is already made. If it doesn't, you've spent 30 minutes and learned something. The operators who already switched aren't doing anything more sophisticated than that. They just did it 3 months ago. You've been using AI like a search engine. There's a version built for running a business. And the move from one to the other is smaller than it looks, about 30 minutes of setup and one real task to prove it. The weekly note at AI actually is where the small moves live, how to set up projects so they actually hold the business, what to put in them, what to leave out, the things that come up when the setup is working but you want to push it further. For business owners done settling for good enough, one short note a week, no fluff, no hype. Thanks for listening. If this one landed, come find me at tay.design.